Ron, thanks. Last night in the skies overhead, arriving commercial flights were turned away from the St. Louis airport due to the threat of stray gunfire into the skies, something we're used to seeing in places like Baghdad. And the vests and helmets our personnel brought here are exactly those that we wore in Baghdad. This violence was sparked by the widespread feeling that justice wasn't done here. People are asking all day long if there's any other remedy, federal or otherwise, which brings us to our justice correspondent, Pete Williams. And Pete, is there any such thing as a do-over in this case?
No, this can't be undone or redone. The state criminal case is closed. And the way the grand jury was conducted was very unusual because prosecutors don't normally give grand jurors both sides of a case. But the federal government is still investigating the shooting to see if there's enough evidence to prosecute Officer Wilson for violating Michael Brown's civil rights. Even so, to bring a federal case, the Justice Department would have to show that a police officer used excessive force willfully, meaning on purpose, with the knowledge that it was wrong. Federal prosecutors did bring just such a charge in 1991 against LA police officers for beating Rodney King, but they had videotape to help prove their case. There's no video of what happened in Ferguson. The federal government would, in essence, have to prove that Officer Wilson did not think he was in danger, and that would be very difficult. The family of Michael Brown could still bring a civil lawsuit against Officer Wilson, which would have a lower standard of proof than in a criminal case. And the Justice Department is also investigating the entire Ferguson Police Department, which could lead to court orders changing how it conducts itself. Brian?